With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of fantastic listening. During this past summer, we invited listeners to request pieces that they had found particularly meaningful or helpful during the pandemic that we're all enduring. We enjoyed a first installment a couple of months ago, and the response was so great that on today's With Heart and Voice, we'll enjoy a second helping of pieces we weren't able to include last time. Magnificent hymns and anthems chosen by you, our listeners. To kick things off, we'll listen to Richard Prue's arrangement of the hymn O God Beyond All Praising, with the tune Thaxted, taken from The Planets by Gustav Holst. Richard Prue leads the Cathedral Singers in this recording.
Thank you.
Barbara in Dublin, Ohio, requested O God Beyond All Praising. We heard the Cathedral Singers perform, an arrangement by Richard Prue, who conducted. John in Milwaukee requested one of the great anthems of 19th century Anglican repertoire, Samuel Sebastian Wesley's anthem, Thou Wilt Keep Him in Perfect Peace. The text marries words from several books of the Bible, including Isaiah, the Gospel of John, and Psalms 119 and 139. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sings, directed by John Scott. Thou Wilt Keep Him in Perfect Peace by Samuel Sebastian Wesley. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral was directed by John Scott, with Andrew Lucas at the organ. Rich and resonant music from the Orthodox tradition is next, as we hear the Hymn of the Cherubim from the Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom by Sergei Rachmaninoff. John in Raritan, New Jersey, requested this, which we'll hear sung by the Russian State Symphony Capella. Valery Polyansky conducts.
Thank you.
music of Sergei Rachmaninoff. Hymn of the Cherubim was performed by the Russian State Symphony Kapella, directed by Valery Polyansky. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Possibly no other piece of American choral music of the 20th century is as well known and beloved as the Alleluia by Randall Thompson. This iconic piece was on the pandemic list of Mira in Glenview, Illinois, and Karen in Bloomington, Indiana. We'll hear the American Repertory Singers, led by Leo Nestor.
Thank you.
Alleluia by Randall Thompson was performed by the American Repertory Singers. Leo Nestor conducted. Jean in Rochester is a fan of the music of Charles Villiers Stanford, and in particular the Nunc Dimittis in G from his evening service in G. We'll hear it, preceded by its companion Magnificat, performed by the Winchester Cathedral Choir. Keenan Burroughs is treble soloist in the Magnificat, and Donald Sweeney is baritone in the Nunc Dimittis. Stephen Farr plays the organ, and all are conducted by David Hill.
Thank you.
The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in G by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. David Hill led the Winchester Cathedral Choir. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The 19th century German hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus, comes from several sources and is best known sung to the tune St. Elizabeth, a Silesian melody. Marcy Lynn from Wilmington, North Carolina, requested this hymn, set here by T. Tertius Noble. We'll hear it sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers, directed by James Morrow. Fairest Lord Jesus was sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers. James Morrow conducted. The Taizé community in France is an ecumenical gathering of people from around the world dedicated to the cause of peace and understanding among all peoples. They've developed a unique pattern of worship with music characterized by repetition of brief phrases, creating a basis upon which other instruments and voices may be layered. Many of the texts are intentionally in Latin, a language equally uncomfortable to many, so that no living language dominates. Susan in Louisville asked for some music from Taizé, and we'll hear a canonic setting of a Gloria composed by Jacques Berthier.
Thank you.
Music from the Taizé community in France. We heard Gloria by Jacques Berthier. Rosie in Chicago has found the music of the 12th century mystic Hildegard of Bingen to be helpful during this time of pandemic and uncertainty in the world. Of noble birth, Hildegard was given over to the care of an abbess of a small community of nuns attached to a monastery near Bingen, southwest of Mainz. It was there that her life turned toward the visions that inspired her writings of both poetry and music, and led her to be the most celebrated woman of her age. We'll listen to a recording of music depicting one of those visions, that of St. Maximinus celebrating Mass. Columba Aspexit is performed by soprano Emma Kirkby with Gothic voices, conducted by Christopher Page. Music from over 9 centuries ago on With Heart and Voice.
Oh,
Columba Aspexit, music by Hildegard of Bingen, performed by Gothic Voices with Emma Kirkby. Christopher Page directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The music of Maurice Durufle gains much of its beauty and power from his masterful blending of plain chant from centuries ago with the impressionistic musical language of his own time. Even the works not directly based on plain chant exude the essence of the supple and sinuous melodies present in that foundational repertoire of Western sacred music. His brief but eloquent setting of Ubi Caritas encapsulates Durufle's unique appeal. Jules in Kentucky especially asked to include this piece, which we'll hear in a recent recording by the Houston Chamber Choir, directed by Robert Simpson. Robert Simpson led the Houston Chamber Choir in the motet Ubi Caritas by Maurice Durufle. Jim, in St. Petersburg, Florida, asked to hear The Best of Rooms by Randall Thompson. This work, based on words of 17th-century poet Robert Herrick, was composed in 1963 while Thompson was on a sabbatical from teaching at Harvard. He spent time at his favorite retreat in Gstaad, Switzerland, where he could contemplate the religious texts on which he was focusing and where he could compose in peace. We'll hear The Best of Rooms, sung by the American Repertory Singers. Leo Nestor conducts.
Thank you.
The Best of Rooms by Randall Thompson. Leo Nestor led the American Repertory Singers. Music by Norwegian-born composer Ole Yalo is next. The Ground is a piece which he extracted from his larger work, The Sunrise Mass. It actually comprises the final movement of that work, and in this case sets words taken from the Sanctus. It joins voices and strings in what he describes as a bed of warm and evocative sound. Julie in Cleveland requested this, and it's performed here by the Phoenix Chorale with the Harrington String Quartet. Charles Bruffy conducts with the composer at the piano. The Ground by Ole Yalo. The Phoenix Chorale and Harrington String Quartet were led by Charles Bruffy. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to a second helping of music chosen by you. Sacred pieces that listeners have found to be helpful during these difficult days. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. And in addition, we've assembled a playlist of beautiful pieces to offer comfort and solace in these troubling times. The playlist is linked on our website. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.